Last month, President Bush asked Congress for another $25 billion for military operations in Iraq and Afghanistan, and Congress is expected to go along. But the president is not likely to get the free hand that he wants in spending that money. NPR's Andrea Seabrook is following the debate over who controls spending in Iraq. And Andrea, what do lawmakers want?
Well, you know, there was a version of this $25 billion package that passed the Senate yesterday evening. That directly specified how most of the $25 billion should be spent, and it left about $2.5 billion at the president's discretion. At the same time, the House committee that is the counterpart that makes, you know, draws up the other side of this, its own version, is beginning to draw up its plans, and they're even more stringent, which is interesting since both the Senate and the House are controlled by Republicans, the House more so. It only leaves the president about $1 billion that he can transfer between accounts, you know, shift around. It specifies $24 billion worth of spending, and it includes things like specific outlays for personnel spending, that's, you know, pay and further deployments and so on, operations and maintenance, including this interesting item, body armor for most of the troops.
Well, those funds for body armor have been quite contentious politically.
It's true. And Democrats have been pushing this for a long time. In fact, Democrats and some Republicans. This is the body armor question has been one that's been dogging the administration now because they say they have given the they have fully equipped the troops at all times. And there are people who, you know, are getting letters from parents of soldiers saying, you know, my son doesn't have any body armor. What's going on here? And so I think what this shows is that lawmakers want to know exactly where the money's going.
There's political commercials on both sides on the body armor issue.
Exactly. That's true.
Well, now, Andrea, when we get to this issue of control, who controls the money, what's the precedent? Is it that unusual for Congress to closely control how the money is spent?
It's not unusual. I mean, this is, you know, Congress is all about the so-called power of the purse, controlling where the money goes and where it comes from. You know, in earlier Iraq funds even, only 3 or 4% of the funds were left to the president to sort of shift around among accounts. Otherwise, the Congress usually lays out pretty directly. You know, also, what's interesting in this $25 billion that the House side is writing up is that it also includes much more measures of accountability. It requires that the White House come before the Congress every 6 months at least to give them a full accounting of exactly where the money was spent, what it was spent on, and so on. It also asks for a specific, by the beginning of February, a specific accounting for all of the prisoners in U.S. custody. So it really is a document, at least on the House side, that's reflecting Congress's grab for more control over the situation here.
Andrea, thanks very much.
You're welcome.
NPR congressional reporter Andrea Seabrook.